I asked my son, why are you so excited about Hanukkah? And he told me, because you get presents on Hanukkah. Which is probably what most children will answer. Right? And there's an assumption that there's a minhag to go ahead and give children presents on Hanukkah. The problem is there isn't. There's no minhag, there's no makar, there's no source anywhere, not in Ashkenazic Sfarim, not in Hasidic Sfarim, not in Sfarish Sfarim. I cannot find a source anywhere. If someone finds one, please let me know. But to the best of my ability and the many rabbanim that I've asked, no one has told me a single source for giving presents on Hanukkah. There's a source, there are makaros, mostly in Hasidic Sfarim, to go and give Hanukkah gelt specifically to aniyim. Now one could argue children are aniyim, they don't have any assets, their parents own everything. But giving presents is a little bit of a stretch for giving tzedakah. Now Baruch Hashem, thanks to Shlomo, we have a very successful tzedakah campaign, so everyone can be mekayim that inyan, that minhag of going and giving tzedakah to aniyim, Hanukkah gelt to aniyim, Baruch Hashem, we're zochah to be mekayim that minhag. But giving presents to children, where does it come from? You know where it probably comes from? From the goyim. To go ahead and give presents to their children during this time of year. But that's a problem. Because we know lo socha b'chuk is a goyim. We're not supposed to go ahead and mimic the goyish practices. Right? And it's we're prohibited to go ahead and do anything that is that mirrors and reflects the practices of the goyim. Now, probably even if it does come from them, it's not usher, because you're not doing it as a religious practice per se. You're not doing it with that intention or that mindset of going ahead and doing something that is goyish or religious by nature. So you probably, according to most posts, will not be over an usher even if that's the source. But it's still very difficult, because this minhag, or whatever this practice is prevalent throughout the world over, in all circles, from the extreme right to the extreme left, and everywhere in between, to Israel, Chicago, everywhere in the world, amongst all Jewish groups, all Jewish families. This seems to be a very prevalent, very standardized practice to go ahead and give children Hanukkah gifts. What's pshat? So speaking this over with my chavrusa Rav, a fine Tversky Shlita, and he mentioned that one of his great-grandfathers, who was of course the Hasidic Rebbe, as were all his uncles and great-uncles and everyone else in his family. He mentioned that there was a practice of one of them, I forgot which one, I don't know how he keeps track, but he would go ahead and make sure before he would daven every morning, before on his way to Shacharis, he would go ahead and give something, a present, some money, a little something, a treat, something to each of his grandchildren before he would go daven in the morning. Why? He said, because something that we say in davening, "V'cholim mudi Hashem banaya," which means that all of our learnings, all of our teachings, the partial understanding is that anything we do in learning or teaching is Dvar Hashem, is one of the fruits, like a child, like a fruit, you know, children, like Talmidim, etc. He understood it differently. The Choli Mudi Hashem, the lessons that Hashem Kaviyachol derives are Banaya, are from the way we go ahead and deal with our own children. To the extent that we go ahead and interact and give to our children, Banayach, Limudi Hashem, Hashem will divide a lesson from that. And Hashem will go ahead and learn from us how to go ahead and deal with his children. That's us. If we as a father, as a parent, will go ahead and give a gift to a child, Banayach, then Limudi Hashem. Hashem will say, okay, if that's how my children are acting, they're going ahead and giving gifts to their children, that I will also go ahead and shower gifts and presents and give them known to my children, to us. So before he would daven every morning and ask Hashem for all the presents that we all ask for, he would go ahead and treat his children and grandchildren to a gift. Hashem, look, I'm giving much. They don't deserve it. I'm giving them anyway. So even though we may not deserve it, please go ahead and shower us with gifts, because you go ahead and learn from us, Kaviyachol. The Sfarim say, so that would be on a regular daily basis. The Sfarim say, though, that on Hanukkah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lamata miten tzvachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and comes closer to our world, close to Olam HaGashmi, more so than any other time during the year. One has the ability, the Sfarim say, one has the ability to go ahead and reach levels of Avodas Hashem and Torah and Yira, and davening, that one can never reach the rest of the year. One can go ahead and get as closer to Hashem on Hanukkah than any other time during the year. Hashem is closer to us. He comes down to us, Kaviyachol. We go down. And we're closer to him than ever. So if that's the case, we want to go ahead and take advantage of those opportunities. Hashem's closer to us than ever. He's with us, right? So if there's any time that He's going to go ahead and learn from us and be part of us and act like us, it's going to be on Hanukkah. So we go ahead and shower our kids with presents. We do whatever we can to go and give our kids as much as we can. And every night, whatever it is, because we hope that our Kosh Baruch Hu also will go ahead and shower us with presents, because we are His children. And Mitzvah Hashem, we do what we can to go ahead and shower our children. Hashem sees that in us. We, of course, want to go and shower our children, give them the strength, the abilities to go ahead and be successful in life. We give them things that hopefully will go ahead and enable them to grow, and we nurture that growth. And Mr. Shemek Kashbrocha should go ahead and give us the tools, and us the kochos, and us the resources, and us the presence, all that we need and all that we desire to go ahead and grow in Avodas Hashem. We should be zocha that Hashem should learn from us. We should, the same way we go ahead and shower our children with gifts, and we shower other people that are even maybe distant from us, we go ahead and raise money and give them gifts as well. Midika Gamida Kashbrocha should go, Mr. Shem, to stay close to us and share us with gifts and presents, and give us all of our mashals, the Beinu Latova, and Rukhni Sagashmi. We should be zocha to have those matanas, to have those Hanukkah gifts now and always from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.